this way. Love, joy, and peace that no one can take away. I'm not trying to tell you that I'm happy all the time, but I got Jesus, come on, peace.
Something
in the line.
Is a place.
It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
If we go back and go through the Hall of Fame of heroes. Praise God, you got some names of some folks in there who did some worshiping of God. Amen. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Gideon, Hannah, praise God, Samuel, Saul, praise God, David, Job, David, all of those folks, praise God, had a reason to worship him.
Yes,
and then if you go to Revelation chapter, praise God, 5, and look at verse 14, it talks about those elders who sit around, praise God, and all they did was give worship to God.
Thank you, Lord.
And let me tell you something, praise God, my brothers and my sisters, it is a good thing. It is good for your soul just to give some worship to him. Amen. If a person is saved, let me tell you something, he or she will want to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know where you're going to get the gospel of Jesus Christ? I know some folks say I can get it on the radio. I know some folks say I can get it on the television. But praise God, you're going to get the gospel when you come to Christ's church and hear the word of God. Amen. It is the gospel that changed men's life. It is the gospel, praise God, that let men know that they are loved. Amen. There are some of us who may not feel loved even in our own families. There are some of us who feel that we are not even loved by our friends, some of the friends that we have. There are even some who feel that they are not even loved in the church. Praise God, but can I tell you something? Praise God, can I give you a hint? Praise God, you may not feel as though you're loved nowhere else, but I want you to know one thing. John 3:16 said this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What am I trying to say, praise God? It is through the church, amen, that you're going to hear stuff like that. And maybe folks in your family don't love you. Maybe them so-called friends, maybe they don't love you. Maybe everybody in the church don't love you. But you want to know something? Don't you hang your heart Yeah. Don't you hang your life on that. Yeah. Yeah. You hang your life on the fact that there is a God. Yeah. Yeah. Praise God, by the name of Jesus. Yeah. And praise God, he loved you. He loved you so much that he gave his life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Reverend. Yeah.
And he died for you. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. You see, Christians, the Christian should rather hear, praise God, what the Savior did, than the greatest speeches and songs in the world. I'm glad that we started out with this Black history this morning.
Yeah.
Praise God. Martin Luther King, his speech about I Have a Dream was a great speech. Amen. Mahalia Jackson singing one of these mornings was a great song. But you want to know something? After all of the speeches and after all of the songs, and y'all know I love to hear good singing, praise God, but when all of the singing is done, praise God, I got to hear the word of God, because I know that it is the word of God that's going to change men's lives. Amen. Praise God. So as the church, as Christ's church, we ought to want to come to his church and praise God and give worship to him. If a member never comes to hear the good news of Jesus Christ, if he or she does not love the gospel, is he or she a child of God? I'm just asking the question. I believe if you ask that question to the world, you know what I think the world answer would be? I think the world would say, I think not. Amen. I gave you that story last week about that man and his wife, and I'm not going to go back over it. Praise God. If you missed it, buy the CD. Amen. Praise God. Because there's a whole lot of folk who can say a lot of things. But I got to tell you, my brothers and my sisters, it is going to be our life that people are going to see, to know whether or not we are, in fact, Christians. Praise God. You see, if a person is saved, he or she wants to have fellowship with those other saints and those of the same kindred spirit. Amen. I like to come to church and hear one of those great songs like He Is Able. I think that was the name of that song you just sang. Praise God.
He's amazing.
He's amazing. And knowing that he is such an amazing God, and then see people stand, praise God, some get to the point because he's done something in their life, something that's amazing, that they can stand up and they can give praise to God. Shout to God. Praise God. Because as I look out here and look at each and every last one of us, praise God, God has brought each of us through some things that other folk don't even know about. Praise God. And so when somebody starts to raise their hands and begin to shout about what God has done for them, don't look at them, praise God, like they done lost their mind. Praise God. Just thank God with them, because they are praising God for what God has done for them. Praise God, because he is, in fact, an amazing God. You see, when a real Christian moves into a new city, she or he just naturally gravitates towards the church. Can I share with y'all some of my own experiences? Y'all know I was in the military. Praise God. And we moved my first 15, almost 20 years. Praise God. Didn't stay in one duty station 3 years. Praise God. Moving every year and a half. Every 2 to 3 years. But you want to know something? Every time we moved to another city, I didn't care what it was. Praise God. My natural instinct, and that was before I became a pastor. Praise God, is to go find me a church. Oh yeah, I would fellowship at the base chapel, but there was something about me, praise God, that I had to be around some folks of that kindred spirit.
That's it.
Amen. The bass was all right.
Yeah.
And sometimes I even preached there. Let me speak on the bass.
Yeah.
But praise God, that wasn't, I couldn't feel too good. Praise God. Even though they were sharing the word, but I had to go where there was some of that kindred spirit. Y'all understand what I'm trying to say? Praise God. I'm talking about where folk don't mind raising their hands every now and then. Where folk don't mind saying hallelujah every now and then. Where somebody don't mind standing up and screaming praise God every now and then. And the reason why they scream, the reason why they raise their holy hand, the reason why they have to shout out is because of what God has done for them. And praise God, you only get that experience, praise God, inside the church house. Amen. Oh, yeah. Somebody said, well, I remember when I used to be out there in the juke and they would get out there and say something every now and then. But that was to another spirit. I'm talking about to the Holy Spirit, where we can give, raise holy hands to him. So we ought to want, praise God, to come into the Lord's house. Praise God. There's a story, because there's something about us being together as born again believers. Amen. You know that we grow from each other? Don't you know that we draw strength from one another? Amen. Don't y'all know that? Amen. There's a story that's told in the 25th chapter of Matthew. Does everybody know it? Praise God. They said that the Son of God had come into his own glory. Can I paraphrase it? And praise God, and he had some sheep, and he had some goats. Amen. Then when he came, he took the sheep. And he put them on one hand, he took the goat and threw them to the other hand. Praise God. Then he tells the story. Praise God. He said to the sheep, he says, you know something, when I was hungry, you gave me some meat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. Praise God. When I was a stranger, you took me in. And when I was naked, you clothed me. Praise God. When I was sick, you visited me. Praise God. And when I was in prison, you came to me. You see, what that was those church members, praise God, who felt the feelings of those who were sick, felt the feelings of those who were in prison, felt the feelings of those who were hungry. And praise God, and guess what they did? They didn't mind lending a helping hand. Praise God. I'm talking about we ought to want to come to church. Praise God, so that we can be around those of those kindred spirits. Praise God, when our bodies get sick, praise God, it's good to have somebody to stand around you and pray over you. When things are going hard on your job, it's good to have somebody to stand around you and pray over you. It's good to have somebody that you can take your head and put it on that shoulder and tell them about the troubles that you're going through. Praise God. Oh, you're going to only get that, praise God, through the church of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, the righteous will say to him, that the text says, he says that the righteous will say unto him, Lord, when I saw you hungry? Lord, when I saw you sick? Lord, when I saw you in prison? Praise God. And guess what he said to those righteous ones that were on the right hand, those sheep? He will say, when you have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Praise God. Let me ask this question this morning. When